happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I hope you're doing well. Had a great weekend here at LifePoint. We took the opportunity to jump into our brand new series called Wide Open World. It's an annual series that we do every year where we look at missions. And really, this year's theme is that we say yes because God is faithful. This series every year is really a value, one of our core values, an expression of it, which is reaching priority. When we say reaching priority, we say that we're going to do whatever it takes to reach the one. And this expression of reaching the world really is the excitement in a lot of ways of the Christian life. And we looked at Abraham and Sarah's calling this past weekend and the fact that God called them to go from Ur all the way to the promised land. They're Abraham's father, it seems like he settled in Haran. So we really ask ourselves the question, are there ways that we have settled for less than what God wants for us? It's uncomfortable to try to be light in darkness. It's not easy all the time. It takes faith, and it's very exciting when you see God show up in ways that you can't create, when you get onto God's agenda for what he wants to do. And what God said to Abraham was that, you know, I blessed you, and through you, I'm going to bless the earth. So Abraham was blessed to be a blessing. That's really where we started this series, is that for us to realize that we have been blessed to become a blessing to others, that we don't want to settle kind of like Abraham's father did in between where you are and where God is. It's easy to settle for, you know, some earthly kind of versions of success. The way we said it is, you know, we know a lot of us have this kind of Sunday best version of Christianity, but the New Testament says that Christ is our life, Colossians 3, 4, and 5. So we looked at taking our next missional steps. We saw how some of our ladies from LifePoint, four of them, went to Malawi recently and spoke at women's conferences that they organized. And 1,400 women came and 232 of them made professions of faith. And so, you know, that's not comfortable. It's not easy. You don't know what's going to happen, but you step out when you sense it's God's activity. So we are praying towards our Wide Open World offering. This year, we're praying towards a $325,000 offering to do everything God has called us to do with the WOW offering. This past year, we sent 84 people to 8 countries on 5 continents. Our hope this coming year is to send 150 people to start 4 brand new partnerships to see even more people come to know Christ. We have missional step opportunities just by having God conversations with people in the next 3 weeks, just to bring up God's name in the conversation and leave the results to him. We don't have to strong arm anybody. And you know, the reason we do is because Jesus lived the mission. He left his home like Abraham left his home to go to the promised land. Jesus left his home to bring the promised land to us, the life that we've always been looking for, the answer to our sin and our guilt and our shame. We've got next steps in terms of missions in this series for young people, for the youngest among us, the opportunity to get a backpack that'll be used to be filled with supplies this fall. We've committed to purchase 1,500 backpacks. And if you're interested in doing that, you can look on the LifePoint app, go into the message note. There's a link there for everything, all the information that you need. For our students, maybe taking the next missional step is by going to student camp this summer. That link is also in this week's message notes to sign up for student camp if you're interested in your student going. So I'm going to pray us into this reality, right, that we are blessed to be a blessing, that mentality, and just ask God to help us live that out today. Father, we know that you have not blessed us for those blessings to terminate on us. But rather, we, God, are blessed because you want to use the blessings that you give us to bless others. And God, we also know that's the life we really want. That's the generous life that we want to lead. So God, we pray for our WOW offering coming up June 4th through the 10th. God, I pray that we will give generously and sacrificially to see your name go to the nations. Lord, I pray you will help us live today in light in the light you have shown so brightly in our hearts, and that you would use us individually, our life groups, and our church to push back the darkness. Now you take the opportunity to pray.